Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bryn Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Hi, we're the sons of the San Joaquin,
and
we're listening,
listening to Clear Out West.
That's right, sons of the San Joaquin, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Well, let's talk about some of the greatest farriers you've ever known.
Do it.
You know, right, we've known some good farriers.
We have some wonderful farrier mentors in our lives. Yep.
And when it comes to shoeing a horse, there are a lot of fads out there.
There are.
You know, and some of them work, some of them don't.
And it depends on the person using them.
And if you understand...
And if you believe it's going to work.
Right.
If you don't believe it's going to work, it's probably not. You're not going to be able to make it work. Yeah.
But some of the best horseshoers that I've ever been acquainted with go back to the basics. Every time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
And you know, the fads and everything that are out there are great and wonderful.
Sure.
And yes, sometimes not, they work. But they're out there to make money.
They may have their place.
Yeah.
But go back to the basics.
Right. You can't go wrong when you shoe to your horse.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at your horse. Go to the basics.
Right.
And then... start experimenting.
A lot can go wrong if you wander.
Yes.
It really can. Yeah. Our father, that's number one mentor in my life. Mm-hmm. You're number two.
Oh, well.
Believe it or not.
Thank you.
Yeah. You and Eddie Brewer the Shoer.
Yeah.
Great folks. That actually, Big Brother, is some great information.
Thank you.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us and they want to say, hey, Basics? What? How are they going to get a hold of us?
I just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's Pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You betcha, leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We've never advanced from the basics.
No.
So we're still there.
Don't stray.
Yeah, that's right. P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
That's basically a good idea,
That's
right?
Basically. It's back to basics. Good, work, brother.
Yes.
All right, let's have some music.
Oh,
then.
Please.
Yeah, bet you the sons of the San Joaquin are riding along with us. Don't fiddle with a cowboy's hat.
Well, a cowboy is a gentleman. At least that's what I've heard. He'll suffer through most indignities and never say a word. But three things you must never do, and it's best that I tell you that. Don't ride his horse, flirt with his girl, or fiddle with his cowboy hat. Well, he has but few possessions, and his horse is one of those few.
He treats him like his next of kin, and he sure does love him too. You can borrow his truck, his rope, or his dog, as a matter of fact, of course. You're cruising for a bruising if you're fiddling with his horse.
So do unto the cowboy as you would have him do. Be real nice to the cowboy, pardon, he'll be nice to you.
A cowboy with the ladies is something akin to quaint. Wasn't for the fact I'd seen him in a fight, I'd think this man's a saint. He's got no use for the arrogant dude, and rudeness makes him scowl. He'll get plumb rude, he'll come unglued if you're flirting with his gal.
So do unto the cowboy as you would have him do. Be real nice to the cowboy, pardon, he'll be nice to you.
When the cowboy is a hero, that feats of daring do. Well, I've been a cowboy all of my life, and I know darn well it's true. He can handle with ease the big crises if I knock most hombres flat. He's cool, he'll lose, he'll blow a fuse if you're a fiddling with his hat.
So do unto the cowboy as you would have him do. Be real nice to the cowboy, pardon, he'll be nice to you.
Cause the cowboy's hat is a royal crown that sits upon his head. The onlyest time that it ain't up there, he's snoozing in his bed.
He'll give it to the ladies, for it's proper and it's right. Fiddle with his hat, a thing like that could start one whale of a fight.
So do unto the cowboy as you would have him do. Be real nice to the cowboy, pardon, he'll be nice to you.
When the cowboy is a gentleman, at least that's what I've heard. He'll suffer through most indignities and never say a word. But three things you must never do, and it's best that I tell you that. Don't ride his horse flirt with his girl or fiddle with his cowboy hat. Don't ride his horse flirt with his girl or fiddle with his cowboy hat.
Boy, are they preaching the gospel there.
Oh, my gracious.
Ooh-wee.
Just don't mess with a cowboy's hat.
Yeah, just, well.
We were mentioning during that song that that's probably the quickest way to get your butt kicked.
They don't get it, do they?
Somebody that reaches up and grabs a hat off your head. I don't care if it's a cowboy hat, a cap, a beret. I don't care.
Stocking cap. Yeah.
A stocking cap, anything.
Don't touch my hat.
Don't touch my hat. Yes. You don't reach up and grab anybody's hat, cowboy hat or not.
Well, have you priced a nice, good quality felt hat lately?
Absolutely.
Ooh.
So, okay, we can yeah. We can go to airport security here.
Ooh.
Okay, these guys. Now, in Jackson Hole, they're getting it.
They're
starting to understand right? Mm-hmm. But they've come up with this box now, okay, that has a lid, and they'll put your hat in it so they can run it through. Well, that your hat doesn't always fit in that
Not
box.
Always.
And when they slam the lid on it, it cramps. So, they say, oh, we've got this nice little box to run this through. And I said, I don't care.
Here.
I'm handing it to you. I want you to hand check this.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I expect to see someone holding it.
Yes.
I don't want to see it brim down on the table.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and even my straw hat.
Absolutely.
You know, good night, people. Hey, come on.
Even straw hats are expensive
now.
Oh,
my.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you can do some shaping if it is a palm leaf. You can resurrect it a little.
You can,
bit.
Yeah.
But if it's a Panama.
True straw.
If it's a Panama, forget it. You're going to break it or you're going to put a crease in it.
And, yeah. Well, I do have a straw hat that is broken.
Yeah.
Not because of an airport, but somebody got mad one day. Had to flog a cow with it.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I'll be darned.
But
I can't believe that would ever happen. We better tell the story about Bob Bing.
Let's do this.
Okay, so cowboy shop gets a call, all right? No, gets an online order.
Online order.
For a pink cowboy hat. Bob calls him and says, okay, how do you want it shaped?
Yeah.
He says, I don't know. I don't care. And he says, well, what are you going to do with it? He says, are you riding in the arena? Are you working cows? What are you doing with it? And the guy said, it's for the bedroom. I said, oh, and Bob says, okay, never mind.
Never mind.
Okay, he just quit.
The shape doesn't matter.
Quit the conversation right there. I said, well, did you put the bedroom grease in? Okay.
And did he tell him not to throw his hat on somebody's bed?
We can get in real trouble here. So let's ditch out to a commercial. All right. But the good news is when we come back, Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.